Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Conversations with the Diva. As she said, this is your host, Sabrina Williams. And the first thing I'm going to say, we are on the road to Super Bowl. September 9th and 10th, I will be in San Francisco opening and being part of one of the biggest events that opens up the Super Bowl season. So tune in for more information. And I'm going to say to my Dallas Cowboys, I hope your butts are up. I hope you're at the camp because I don't want to have to show up next week. Now, here we go. Good moment. What's positive? Hello, Ken.
Hey. Now, I'm going to say it my way. Can I say it my way?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Good moment. What's positive? With you, Sabrina.
You know what? Everything is positive. God is good. You're on the show. I woke up this morning and my boys have started back to high school.
Hey, now that's what's positive. That's what's positive. I know you're going to save on your eating bill for a few months then.
No, Ken. Unfortunately, they are homeschooled, so they are part of a Beacon Academy of Nevada. They go to school during the week, but these boys, I don't care if they were in school, they're going to eat me out of the house at home. Because I think they enjoy eating up my portion of the food.
Okay.
So, Ken, they just eat. I mean, it's enough Dallas to help Dallas out. You know, we're WBDN Media, which is brought to you by Volante Grant, is one of the people who deal media-wise with the NFL. So this year, the Diva is going to be on the road, literally, as we heard in September, but the Diva is going to be trying to attend and cover at least 5 to 10 games for NFL season. So this is very exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. That is positive right there.
Yeah, I see that's a positive. See, because I'm just going to say this. See, I get to see some hot men. I'm just excited. God has just blessed me. Let me say the truth. Let me tell the truth, Kim. The truth be told. Lord Jesus.
Exactly.
Okay, amen. And you know what I'm excited about? Because some of the teams, such as Dallas, they get down on their knees and they pray before games. So it's going to be awesome to see all the different things that the teams do. And being a female, God is just blessing to have the opportunity. Because as we know, there are females in the broadcasting industry. But when it comes in the NFL, we don't always see a lot of females down on the field.
So, exactly.
And an African American philosopher, he called Black American because of Martin Luther King for what he fought for. But I really believe that it's a great opportunity for me and for my family name. It is awesome. So, Ken, enough about Diva because she always talks. I want you to tell everybody about why you started your positive movement and what is the impact it's had on society and where you're going with that.
Why we started the What's Positive movement, I was going through very difficult times in life. I was went through the divorce, and that was a very hard thing, you know, being away from my children, just going through that whole thing, being, you know, divorcing from the church as well, because of things that were said and, you know, that was misconstrued and just not properly, you know, communicated. And so I was just in a valley moment. I was in the valley moment, and I knew that my ex-wife was a great woman. I knew that she was a great woman. I knew she was a great mom. But I wasn't thinking that way.
Ken, stop right there. Ken, stop right there.
Yes.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, that even though he's divorced, he did not bash his wife? I want you to know that is impressive for a man. That's just impressive. Now, that's a positive attitude. Ken, keep going. Amen on you, brother.
Yeah. Thank you. But it was all, you know, I give God the glory for that. And so I had to to, and I knew me, and I knew, you know, who God created in me. And I was like, I know I can't be this way. I was just doing some reckless things and just not being the man that God has chosen me to be. And so I said to myself, you know, what's some great things about my ex-wife? No matter what she said to me or about me and going into court and in out of court, you know, it was like, this woman is a great cook. She's a great mother. She's, you know, loves people. She has a great personality. She has a beautiful smile. And I just was doing those things, and it was a positive. It was just reaffirming who she is. And I was like, before she was my wife, she was my sister in Christ. So I say, how would I treat my sister in Christ, you know? So I say, I would treat her with this, you know, I would uplift her, I would encourage her, and no matter what was done to me, I would do this. And so that's what started. And I kept saying, well, what's positive about her? And what's positive? And what's positive? And what's positive? And it just grew. It grew and it grew. And this was like 6 years ago, but I didn't know that it was going to turn into something this amazing now. Well, and it's simple, Sabrina, you know, the diva, that I would simply ask people, what's positive? And everybody would be shook. They did not know how to answer it, because there is so much negativity in our lives that we forget that there's positivity. And so people would be shook. Yeah, people would be so shook. And they like, they stutter. And so, but if I ask them what happened with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, if I ask them what happened in Love and Hip Hop, man, they'll tell me everything.
Okay. So,
you know what I mean?
What's the difference between asking somebody what's positive with you today and how you're doing? What have you experienced with that?
Well, if I ask somebody how you doing, you know, if you ask somebody, well, let's just say, if, you know how we as brothers, we say, well, what's up, man? Oh, man, all is good. Everything is cool. But if you ask somebody what's positive, it gets them to think. It's a thinking thing. If you ask somebody what's up, it just automatically is organic that they're going to say, oh, man, everything's cool, man. Man, we good. How you doing, bro? But if you say, well, what's positive, and really say what's positive, they're going to say, oh, snap. And it gets them to think. It gets people to think. And that's what it got me to think, because when I was going through what I was going through in that valley moment, it got me to think, wow, this is an amazing woman. Even though that, you know, we wasn't, you know, created to be together, she's an amazing woman. She's going to be a great wife for somebody else. You know what I mean? And so that's what it gets people to think. And everywhere I go, it does not fail. People think and be like, wow, I'm glad that you asked me what's positive, because I'm thinking now. I'm thinking I got all this stuff that's going on in my life that's clouding me, clouding my vision, you know, and you're asking me what's positive. I can look through those clouds and see the positive out of every situation. And that's what the What's Positive movement is about. It's turning the negative into the positive and making the positive even more positive. And so that's why I always say, what's positive is what's possible.
And what things have you been able to do and accomplish with your movement? Tell us who has been involved with you and how it's impacting society. And from there, I want you to go in and talk about one of the most fantastic companies that I know that you manage, called Sector 7.
Okay, well, what we've done at What's Positive and what we've done is that we started What's Positive magazine, a What's Positive magazine, where we talk about how people turn their negative situation into positive. So we had a gentleman who I personally managed. He did 25 years in prison, you know, for committing a murder. And what he did while he was in prison was truly amazing. And it was so powerful that Emory University went down to the prisons that he was in and vouched for him to get out because of the mighty things that he was doing inside of prison that really became infectious outside of the prison as well, because the people that was getting out instilled those things that he was teaching and the discipline, and it became a part of their life. So, and then the head warden of the prison system said, oh, man, this man need to go. He did this murder when he was 15 years old. We had him in here all the way up to, 25 years later, and they released him. And the things that he's doing now still are amazing. He went from being a murderer now to having a badge to go in any prison system he wants to in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
And this lady, another lady that was featured in the What's Positive magazine, she had a blood transfusion that gave her HIV. HIV, and she was pregnant at the time, where her son was infected with the virus. Okay, well, she turned that into a positive by living for him. She started an organization that caters to HIV patients, and it's doing amazing things in Monroe, Louisiana. And she began to live more than she was before all this happened. And so it's truly amazing. So many other stories that I can tell you. If you go on Facebook to What's Positive, you will see all the different magazine covers that have women that have gone through so much abuse that have turned that into such a positive, it's just so beautiful how people just really have embraced the positive movement and the stories that we hear. It's really incredible.
No, I want to stop you there, and I think that's what you said about when people go through abuse and what's positive. I would have to say when I talked to you last week or 2 weeks ago, I realized that I have been on a positive track, even though I may not seem like it to me, because I have been going and going and going after my divorce, after the abuse, and just keep going and going and going. So you're right. It's how you look at life. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes. And so if people go on there and they'll see all the different, and I know, and the thing about it, and I go back to Genesis, Genesis 50:20 is our foundation scripture. And it says, what you intended to do evil, God intended to do good. But on the back end of that, in part B of 20, verse 20, it says, to save many lives. Now, Sabrina, it's amazing how this What's Positive movement is giving people life. It's giving people life. That's the biggest thing right there. We're giving people life. People are seeing themselves turning those negative thoughts into positive and saying, man, I can live now. I can forgive now. I can love more now. I am more patient. I am more gentle. I am more kind. And all these fruits of the spirits are coming out in individuals all over the world, pretty much all over the world now. And so that's what's been amazing, just to see the different people just calling, the different people just contacting me on a daily basis saying, thank you so much for this movement. And we're doing this special movement around the country where people are saying, good moment, good moment, good moment. What's positive, what's positive, what's positive. And they're videoing themselves saying how they turned the negative into the positive. And we're spreading this all over the world. And Miss Sabrina, the diva, you got to do one this weekend. You told me that you're going to do one. So you can't back out.
We are doing one with Brandon Christopher. You will see the video. I'm going to prompt everybody in practice with it. But we are lucky on Conversations with the Diva to always have awesome guests like Ken. On the line, we have Roland Campbell. Roland, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay.
Good morning.
And so Conversations with the Diva this weekend, Ken is going to do that. Actually, we are going to be saying that in a video with Brandon Christopher, with Buddy on the Ball, because everybody's going to be on the Divas tennis courts this weekend, and we are going to have some fun. So, Ken, before we transition into Roland, where can we find you on social media? And we have a lot of indie artists that listen, and they're trying to get their music. Can you tell them how they would benefit from being under your company?
Well, Sector 7 Inc. is a multimedia branding and entertainment company. And what we do is it's a collaborative of innovative and creative filmmakers, producers, photographers, graphics and fashion designers, writers, and all types of talents when they're dealing with the music, models, and actors. And they can go to, we have this big, the real talent search that they can go online to Sector 7 Inc. That's Sector, SECTOR, the number 7, INC.com. And go to the reel and register. And it's only $25. I tell a lot of people, if you're not willing to invest $25 in your career, then you don't have a career. And so it's really amazing. It's really amazing what we're doing, and we're giving those talent that, and as well as you and Mr. Rowland know that there are people that are better than some of the ones that are out there now. Just don't have the funding to finish a project. Just don't have the support to finish a project. Just don't have that what they need. And so it's really, really important for us to get that out there, to find those great talents and put them on a platform that they can be seen all over the world. And that's what we have. We have a platform for people.
This is Diane and this is Bunny. You guys know the drill. I'm talking about, you know the drill. Get in your room. Bye. Have a good day. Mama loves you. So anyway, keep going, kid.
Yes, yes. And so it's very important for us to allow people with that have that great talent, that's motivated to do great things, to give them that platform to really show up and show out. And the only stipulation we have is everything has to be life-giving, positive, inspirational, uplifting type of thing. And so, and we also have a new movie called It Has Begun, The Awakening. It's out there. And if you want to go to It Has Begun, the movie.com, It Has Begun, just like it is, the movie.com. And you can see the trailer, and it's what it is. It's a 6-series box set that we touch on phenomena all over the world, spiritual warfare, music that our children are listening to that negatively affect their lives on a daily basis, you know, and so much more. But, yeah, you can find us in those places. Facebook is just like it is. It Has Begun. The movie, Sector 7 Inc., you can find us on all the social media sites at those social media spots.
And Cam doesn't know this, but I choose certain guests based on their attitudes, their energy. So Cam is now going to be part of our Christmas season. And Cam, can you do it? Can you do it for me?
What do you want me to do?
Give me what's positive. Give me your saying.
Oh, you want me to do it right now?
Yep, I sure do.
You want me to do it again right now? Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay. Okay, good moment, was positive, with you, Sabrina.
This kid's going to be on during our Christmas season, and he's going to help us bring in the Christmas holiday so people can be positive about the holiday, because it's not about the money, it's not about the gift, except for if you want to buy me a Tiffany diamond ring at $30,000, that's positive. But moving on, loving your family and getting through the holidays, because sometimes the holidays can be depressing. So Ken is going to be one of our super special guests for the Christmas season. I've chosen 10 businesses, artists, music that has just impacted the Diva and has just really impacted my heart and that I really, really love. So I hope that you will join us during the Christmas season so that we can get this done. Ken, thank you for coming on. I know your time is valuable. I want to thank my really good friend Kimmy from Relations Magazine for introducing us and giving us this contact. Hi, Kimmy. Love you, girl. Don't be a prison bag. Kimmy and I on Facebook took a test, and Kimmy would be a thug, and I would be a baby face and rule the prison. All right. I just wanted to say that.
Can I give a quick shout-out to my team, please?
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, I would love to give a quick shout out to Mr. William E. Benson, which is the owner founder of Sector 7 and the executive producer and all that It Has Begun. He's an awesome filmmaker, and he's given me the opportunity to actually manage personally managed him and managed the whole Sector 7 company. Carrie, Tanika, Sharon J. Brown, Keisha Dreams, Charles Clark, Kimmy Kim. Hey, she's awesome. She has become my business manager. And because there's so much going on with my daily life that she wanted to help out. And you're absolutely right. She's an amazing young lady. And I give her so much love on a daily basis. And she's willing to put up with me. So it's all good. But
After the Super Bowl, Kim and I will be in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to turn up the town. So watch out, guys. Just so you know.
Yes.
The Diva will be live. We'll be doing 3 days from there. We're totally happy about that. Kim, you are awesome.
Thank
we
you.
We love you. Keep sending us updates and let Kimmy know what's new, and we will keep it posted. We appreciate your time, and blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us, Diva. We'll talk soon.
Okay. And what city are you in, Kim?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'll see you once you get here.
Well, maybe I'll have to see if any of the NFL games are there so we can, we'll all have to have lunch. Look, I'm networking on the radio. I love it.
Hey, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Have a good day. All right.
Take care.
Roland Campbell, how are you? What is positive?
I'm just living the dream. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. God is good. You heard Mr. Kenneth Hutchinson, who with the positive moment and in Sector 7. What did you think of him?
Oh, I just caught a little bit of it towards the end, but he seemed like a very positive person.
And he had a great attitude. I love it because you know what? It's really interesting to see that that when people get divorced, that they have negatives to say, but he turned that into a positive. We all need to learn a lesson from that and take that to heart because, you know what, if more people did that, think of how it would benefit the children. So we're going to let you just go right into it. You're going to get 2 or 3 minutes of giving us a comedy. Go for it. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, shoot. Well, to start off, I just lost my job, but it's all right. Get the time to pursue my real passion, which is job hunting. There's a lot of interesting jobs out there. I saw a job for a CNI dog. I thought, well, hey, I could do this job better than a dog, right? I could tell a blind guy, you know, hey, there's a step there, or there's a curb, or when to cross the street. I could tell him if his shirt's on backwards or if he got a little mustard on the side of his face there. Or I could tell him if a girl looks good or not. I went in for the interview. The guy was like, where's your dog? I said, woof, woof. So they didn't.
I
haven't heard back from them. I haven't heard back from them yet.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to work for you.
And then let's see, my childhood, I'm not going to say I had a rough childhood, but my bath toys were a blow dryer and radio. Shocking, I know, to hear. My mom would tell me stuff like, go play in the street. My dad had a glass eye. He'd give it to me and tell me to go see what my mom was doing, so I was pretty freaked out by it. I always thought he could see. So he'd leave it in the room with me and tell me stuff like this so I could keep my eye on you. Then I lost it in a game of marbles one time. He was missing me in his eye for about a week.
Okay.
So there's a little bit about my I was homeschooled except for what my home. So eventually I got kicked out. let's see. My last show was at a home for Alzheimer's patients, which was good. You know, it was a good gig, but they keep forgetting to pay me. But that's all right because I had the same crowd, told the same jokes, had the same laughs. So it's all right. Worked itself out.
Roman, you're in party. Tell us what city you're from and why did you get into comedy?
Well, I'm actually from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I grew up in a small country place called Van. What got me into comedy, I actually started working at the Arlington Improv, and one of my coworkers, he was doing an open mic, and, you know, got to talking to him, and I had another buddy that had some jokes, and I said, hey, I'm going to try it. And I tried it, went up there about 2 years ago, and ever since, or a little over 2 years ago, and ever since, been at it. So just actually working at the Arlington Improv really got me, really got the ball rolling.
Yeah, was there somebody in your life that inspired you to be a comedian, or is it just something you just happened on?
It's just something that I just chose to do myself. You know, working there helped push that drive. And I said, my coworker that was there named Patrick Stevens was running an open mic, and then I had a good buddy that I used to work with named Dave, who had some stuff wrote. And I said, well, shoot, you ain't gonna do it, I'll do it. And went up there and started. That's how it started.
Wow.
And I've just been doing it ever since. So I've always loved comedy. I've always been a fan of comedy. You know, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac said, you know, I've always enjoyed.
Was one of the best ones.
I've always wanted to laugh instead of cry. So.
And there you go.
Scared.
That's
so,
being positive.
Yeah, I've always been that type of person. I'd rather laugh than cry, and I don't want to be scared unless it's with a woman and we're watching a scary movie. So.
Okay, I'm done with that because, see, I don't watch scary movies. And if some guy watches scary movies with me and he's scared, I wouldn't kick him out. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Now, I want to go back, and Ken, I know Ken's still on the line, but I want to ask you guys, how do you guys impact your community as volunteers? What do you do in your community to give back? I'm always interested in the different things that different cities and different people do. What do you do, Roman, in your community or programs, or do you have kids you mentor, or what's going on with you with that?
Well, actually, I wouldn't say that I really have a community because I move around so much. So my volunteer work, I was made to do community service. So my community service consisted of helping people with clothes and bring clothes in and putting them away. So, but I do love the kids. I do love the kids. So if I see kids around, I always try to say something positive to them.
That's a good thing.
Any neighborhood I'm in.
Right. Ken, what about you? What do you do as far as volunteer or impacting your community? What's going on with you with that?
Well, we do a lot of different things. We do a lot of different things. I coach basketball. I am a mentor. I've been mentoring for so many years to so many, over hundreds of young men now that I've mentored. And so it's in my construction company, that's a big, because what we're doing now is we're building we build apartment complexes, 200-300 unit apartment complex, and we're helping young ladies get off government assistance and teaching them to be entrepreneurs and all this stuff. We have a lot of great programs, and we're doing that, you know, around the country. So that is a lot of different things. We do, of course, turkey drives. We do, you know, toy drives each year with Sector 7 and you know, the What's Positive movement. And so those things like that, we are constantly, you know, just serving and giving and loving people.
Okay, awesome. I love it. So one question I have for you guys, how do you think that as a society we need to get back to giving more and helping more people? do you think we've gotten away from it? I know I hear a lot, is it the economy, is this or that, but do you think that some, but as individuals, that we can help improve our economy by maybe helping other people, you know, whether it's, you know, saying to them, hey, you know, I know you're looking for a job, here's some job openings, or things like that. Do you think that we can get back to, do we should get back to those times? Do you think we're getting lost as a society?
I believe that, this is Kenneth, but I believe that we as people, and see, I don't look at that, I always look at, you know, for the positive. So I tell a lot of people, if you're in a funk, the best way to get out your funk is to serve somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and serve and give to somebody, I promise you, you're going to have a better attitude at the end of the day. And so I just think with people, you know, getting people out there, selfishness, and to be selfless, you know, in our community, in our on our jobs or whatever the case may be, smile. You know, a lot of people don't even smile. I love to smile. And so it's like, you know, and it's free. It's free to smile. So that's why I tell a lot of people, you know, it's free to smile, don't you? And then that makes them laugh. You know, it makes them laugh, though. It gets them out of themselves and say, okay, wow, thank you for saying that to me. Because a lot of people forget to smile. They're so caught up in their own little selfish life that they forget to love others.
Yes, you're absolutely right. All right, gentlemen.
Yep.
Much before we go, can you tell people where they can find you and what you have coming up in the near future, or maybe this weekend?
I'm sorry. Was that me? Craig, to me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have I have the Arlington Improv open mic on Wednesdays. It starts at 7. You can find me there every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Arlington Improv. We do. We have some of the best local talent around, and it's fun. So, I mean, everybody needs to laugh. I mean, laughter is the best medicine. So I recommend that to everyone. You know, you don't need what the doctor prescribes you. Just get you some laughter in your life. Because, you know, just like Ken was saying, you know, being positive is a very big part of life, because we are energy. And
right.
You do give off energy. And whatever energy you give off is the energy you receive. So, I mean, if you want positive people in your life, you got to give out positive energy. I mean, because like I said, everything has energy. So, people, I mean, believe it or not, people, that sixth sense is that energy that you feel from other people. So, you know, you just want
to
be a negative
Kelly, because they don't help nothing, because you know what, turn it around. Because you know what, we are blessed to be alive, to wake up,
yes.
To have what we have. And if you wake up, you've been blessed to have another day, and you need to live it positively. We are going to go out. I'm going to say thank you to my sons are in the car. Say good morning, boys. This is Elijah and this is Solomon, that we're driving them to school. And we are going to end this session with thanking Coach Danny Buongiorno, who's being one of my best trainers in the world. Join us on Sunday at the Divas Courts with Brandon Christopher with Buddy the Ball. We're going to be rocking and rolling. Eli, my grand tennis player, is going to be here. He is a super stud. My other awesome son, Solomon, is going to be doing our filming for us. And we want you guys to show up and have some fun, get some prizes. And actually, people, there's going to be food there. So I'm the kind of person who likes to have food when I have events. So this is my number one first ever live event that I'm hosting. I usually go live places, but this is my hosting event. I'm very excited about this. Thank you to WBDN Media. Follow me on the Urban Relief magazine, one of the magazines that I write for. I will be having an upcoming article in Elations magazine, because I was honored and blessed that Kimmy's going to let me write. I am so excited about that. So look for that. And follow me on the Positive 21. It's 21 of us. Yes, we're all positive, or we can't work for that radio station. Imagine we were just negative with evil. That would be wrong. And you can follow me on www.sabrina.com. And if you want to be booked for a show, just send there, and then they will get back to you and send you some dates. Ken, I'm going to let you go out. This time our show is going to end with Ken going out with his saying, because I think it is one of, it opened up with it, and we're going to close with it. You guys were blessed my day. It honored me. And remember Jeremiah 29:11, God wants to give you a hope and a future and not harm you, and he wants to prosper you. My public service message, 211 in any state, if you are struggling with depression, or anything, or need help with your family, 211 will give you, at your income level, counseling services or any other services that you may need. If you're in a domestic violence relationship, 211, there's shelters in any state. All right, Ken, take us out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much again. Good moment, good moment, good moment. Was positive, was positive, was positive.
You sound like the boxer guys. Oh, don't they go in for boxing? You got to get that dial red. That's another dial. I'm going to have to come to Keith Belcher for you because you need to be there.
Right.
Guys, have a thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Are we off there?
No, we're
Hello?
Not. Hold on. The radio thing is not going to let me off. Hold on 1 second. It is acting up. There we go.
It's off now?
No. It's still like going. Hold on a second. We are having technical challenges today with the radio. Hold on.
Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, keep talking as we end the show. I'm trying to get back to the radio part. It is not allowing me to do this, so I may have to go back. Oh, here we go. I love radio. Blog Talk Radio is really good, but it's been having some challenges lately with the radio. You can just go ahead and hang up your line, hon, and then you're speculating it, and then I'll end it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.